Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Bob, I'm going to start with you today.
All right. Have you been made aware of the 2026 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees?
No, I have not.
So it's quite a long list here. Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, Phil Collins, Melissa Etheridge, Lauryn Hill, Billy Idol, INXS, Iron Maiden, Joy Division, New Order, which is kind of the same band, New Edition, Oasis, Pink, Shakira, Luther Vandross, Wu-Tang Clan.
Whoa, this is a long list.
Jeff Buckley, who did just one album and a live album, so, and he died young. Amazing artist, but I think the one that I'm maybe the biggest fan of, I'm now discovering, Helen Fauchade Adu is the lead singer, but the band was Sade, and she was very much the face of the band, this beautiful Nigerian woman who had emigrated to England and had this band. It's pretty much been the same four or five people since 1984.
And they're still doing their thing?
You know, she is into taking long breaks. They last toured in 2011, but it had been 10 years before that, before they had been together. It was 10 years before that.
Oh, boy. Those are long breaks.
Yeah, it's not like she's retired, so maybe she will come out. Sade Adu is 67 right now. Last played Chicago in 2011. United Center for three nights.
Whoa.
But I made an informal survey. I asked a lot of people, coworkers here, are they fans? And pretty much universally, everyone likes her music. I keep saying her, their music.
Am I the only one who didn't know who Sade was?
You know Smooth Operator.
Yeah, you should be familiar with Smooth Operator.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, Sweetest I know that
Taboo
one.
Was the other hit from
that
year.
I'm not really a big fan.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Mary described her as a one-hit wonder.
I don't think of any other songs except Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator.
Ordinary Love.
Ordinary Love. What's the one with Cherish? Lovers Rock. She had at least 10, I want to say.
Did you just throw shade at Sade then?
She threw some Sade shade, which is, it's strange to me because it's like undeniably great.
Yeah, I mean, and those songs that I know, I sound great.
Right.
That's good volume.
People like Alicia Keys, 50 Cent said in an interview I caught with Stephen Colbert that the song Cherish the Day would be the one song he would, if he could just pick one song to listen to for the rest of his life, it would be Sade's Cherish the Day.
I love the text.
We'll leave
it
there.
I don't even know what that is.
The texts are saying, John, you know who Sade is. I love when people say that. I don't. Yeah,
you do because you didn't recognize
Sweetest.
I know the song.
But you know Smooth Operator, yeah.
As we've talked about, my big deficiency is culture.
John, you could go on the many streaming services, or you could spend about $150 and get the Sade vinyl box set.
Oh.
And just have a nice weekend.
Nice 80s vibe, the whole.
You know, that would be a nice, relaxing thing to do after the birthday party. A lot of the Sade music is
post first birthday party.
It's very relaxing. I worked on the, or that's another way to put it. I wouldn't put it that way. I worked in smooth jazz radio for many years, and so I really couldn't listen to Sade for a long time because every day of my life, I heard at least one Sade song, as many as three.
That sounds like a weakness, Bob.
Yeah.
I was routinely messing up on TV when I'd have to read stuff like this, right? Like off a prompter, news breaking, and you know they put cultural names in the prompter. And they routinely had to phonetically spell names that everyone else would know. Because if I had read that, I'd be like, Sade is nominated.
Right, that's how it's spelled, yes, Sade.
And I remember there was one, and it was, I was like, I forgot how I said it, but I was like, it's R&B star Suge, it was Suge.
Oh, Suge Knight.
And I cannot tell you how much grief I got at the station for that for years. Maybe deservedly so. It looked a lot like how Drew is looking at me.
SZA, right?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know that.
RZA instead of RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan.
No idea.
Also up for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, anyway, what's happening next with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there's a voting panel of 1,200 artist historians who will then narrow it down.
Cool.
But I would be happy if Sade made it.
I would also be
especially happy if Jeff Buckley made it, but Sade too.
All right. Sade, shout out. Okay. Let's go to Jack next. Jack, what do you got for us?
For the record, John, I didn't know who they were either.
Thank you.
So
you were awfully quiet when I was taking all the heat. But
I was trying to jump in. Everyone kept saying their favorite thing, and I just like, I'll get it when he goes to me.
Thank you.
Anyways, Dunkin' is testing a massive 48-ounce bucket drink.
Ooh, 48-ounce bucket drink of coffee, I assume?
Yeah, it's a few of their other drinks. I guess they're testing it in Massachusetts right now, mm-hmm. but it's $9.50 for the refresher option, and the coffees are $8.89.
$9 for this behemoth of mm-hmm. a drink?
It's a bucket, too. The guy's just holding it with like the plastic like handle. It's massive.
That's and they're a testing lot of caffeine.
Yeah, they're testing it, I guess, in Amherst up there in the Northeast, and that's the testing ground for a lot of things, Dunkin', I guess, in Massachusetts. But we'll see if that makes its way out there. But I'm not a big coffee drinker, but it's a big bucket that caught my eye.
Yeah, that's 1.5 quarts. That's 1.5 liters.
It probably doesn't even fit in the coffee thing.
No.
Yeah, that'd be funny if they tried to make it fit in the coffee holder and it had like a little bottom.
You pretty much got to belt it in the passenger seat. That's how big it is.
Well, you'll be heading to the rest stops every 2 minutes, too.
Exactly.
I like that belting it in the passenger. Just get a long straw.
Yeah.
Just leave it there. Buckle that in.
Maybe a couple straws and just
You're going to have to buckle it in because it'll weigh so much that if you put it in the passenger seat, the alarm's going to go off that you didn't put the seatbelt on. So almost have to. Okay. There we go. I drink it. I was going to judge it. And I'm like, as much coffee as I have in a day, it might be that much. All right. Let's finish it off with Mary.
Okay. Tonight, we already talked about this a little bit this week about Survivor. Woo. Survivor 50 starts tonight. It's a 3-hour episode.
Oh, my
gosh. I know. So I looked up some fun facts from Survivor really quick.
Okay.
24 players are playing in Fiji. These are returning players, so they're all coming back. Jeff Probst has hosted for 25 years. He always wears the same thing, which I've watched the show, every show. I never realized he wears the same thing. He wears different shirts, but they're all blue. He wears khaki pants. Some have been long. Some have been short. You know what the style is with khaki pants. Survivor hat he always wears. I've noticed that. And like a little tribal necklace.
So. Okay.
And survivors are not allowed toiletries at all. No toothpaste, no soap, no razors. So they can't bring any of that stuff, but they can have bug spray, which I didn't realize because they're always full of bugs.
Oh, that's
bug bites.
That's essential, yeah.
And contact lens solution, which was my prime concern. I always was like, what do they do if they wear contacts?
Oh, that's a fair point. Okay.
You know, but a lot of them wear glasses, so they can't have their medications with them.
They can't or can?
Can.
Okay,
yes.
Good, yeah.
Well, that's cut, yeah. And sunscreen, which is weird because they're always sunburned. So
yeah, but you're out there so much. Are you really reapplying every 2 hours?
And they're only allowed one pair of clothes now. They used to be allowed a bathing suit as well, but they don't. They're not allowed to wear a bathing suit anymore. They
That's
have to
crazy.
Look like they are, you know, shipwrecked. So they have to wear one pair of clothes. So those are just a couple little fun facts. And no nudity is allowed anymore.
Oh,
it was in the first season.
I remember that.
You remember Richard Hatch?
Was the thing. Yes.
Yep. And after that,
no more.
No. It's a family show.
3 hours? You watching all three, Mary?
No, I'll probably watch it for popcorn night tomorrow.
Yep, popcorn and wine, baby.
Yep, because I can fast forward.
There you go. Smart. Mm-hmm. All right, that's your newsroom soundcheck. Let's take a break. News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.